This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel at home.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
Well, what did you see on tape as you went back on Sunday night?
And look, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about last week. I mean, we've kind of moved on and we're moving on to Detroit. I'll say this. I don't think I coached well enough last week. I don't think we played well enough last week. And so, you learn your lessons. You go back and make the corrections that you need to make. And now we move forward and we're getting ready for Detroit. And I appreciate, any of the questions about last week. But, at the end of the day, I've been through it plenty of times, and so I'm ready to go ahead and move on.
All right, there he is, Dennis Allen. Defense coordinator, Chicago Bears, come off a 42-38 loss. He's Anthony Herr, and I'm Judson Richards. Ready to move on is right. I'd probably be too as well.
DA is always really eager to move on after a really bad defensive performance, by the way, which I get. It's human nature.
Gosh, spotted
y'all 7. Y'all still bringing up old stuff? That game was like 4 days ago. Come on.
Yeah, it's like... To be fair, I don't know what day it is either. I think it's Friday, right? So, Dennis, this will be the one time be like, who even knows what day it is? And be like, I don't really know either. But we do remember being spotted virtually 7 points. I mean, it's hard to think of a game where you kind of show up with a 7-0 advantage, and then the Bears still lose 42-38, the final score in Santa Clara. We'll get to Roman Dunze in just a moment. Anthony, you know something about going after a quarterback. I don't know if it's more about DA figuring out how to get home rushing four, or it's more about his creativity coming up with blitzes. I still look back at Jordan Love's success against the blitz in Green Bay, and I don't know if there was a course correct there, but man, there was just so much green grass around every receiver that Brock Purdy threw the ball to.
So the Niners had been maybe the hottest offense in football over the month leading into that game against the Bears. So I'm not shocked that they put up points consistently. And if you just want to look at the macro of it versus what other defenses have been doing against the Niners, they at least forced them to punt twice. They had the pick six. So you're like, you know what? All right, that's more than anyone else did in December against San Francisco. But still, when now we're judging the Bears off the standard of how deep a run can they make in the playoffs against these playoff quarterbacks, whether it is Jordan Love or the QBs and offenses from the NFC West? We know they saw the Eagles recently, but Philly seems to be getting some things figured out too. They're going to get quarterbacks with pelts on the wall who they're going to face in the postseason. And how does this defense stymie them? Or is it just this track meet that the offense has to be able to perform in? So that, to me, is a part of that standard to judge the defense by right now and why the concern is valid. I didn't expect the Bears defense to go in there and shut down San Francisco. They haven't been that level of defense the entire year. So there's no reason to think they're going to do it against maybe the best offensive mind in football, a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, and a system that the two of them have been in together for years now that Brock Purdy is just really executing at an exceptional level. How do you figure that out? The great thing would be if you had a true personnel advantage that showed up anywhere, at any level of your defense in the defensive front. Even after Trent Williams left the lineup, D-line didn't take the game over. Linebacker position, I would say with Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards back in the lineup together, that's a net positive for the Bears in the macro. But as of right now, where each of them have missed significant time this season, they looked rusty to me with their eye discipline. There seemed to me to be a lot of eye violations at the second level of the Bears' defense because of all the window dressing and misdirection. When you look at the end zone copy, to me, the main bugaboo for Tremaine Edmonds in the couple of years he'd been a Bears linebacker prior to now was that he wasn't operating downhill as consistently with the force against opposing run games as I felt like he was capable of. And this season, there was so much growth in that regard, especially moving from Mike to Will. Mm-hmm. So he gets a lot of opportunity for his athleticism and space to show up, and then also to be able to be just at a slightly different alignment, to have his teammate T.J. Edwards be the one sort of making the decisions, and then this version of Tremaine Edmonds before the injury was as decisive, reading the run, getting downhill, peeling blocks off the Bears' defensive line as I've ever seen him. That wasn't there against San Francisco. And it's a difficult offense to diagnose and to do that against. So my hope is that just the two of those guys being next to each other at the second level of this Bears defense over and over again, it is going to be a Lions run game with the talents they have in the backfield that will present challenges yet again, even though Detroit hasn't run the ball consistently. But we know what Jahmyr Gibbs is capable of. We know what that Lions run game is capable of. So I'm hoping that we'll see the Bears' LBs knocking the rust off, and perhaps that does become more of a personnel advantage that they can start to showcase against any of the offenses they'll face.
Can I give you a wild Detroit Lions stat? Maybe not wild. I'll let you decide.
I mean, in 4 hours, I feel like we're off to a good start with the amount of really interesting stats you're presenting already.
All right, well, your reaction will tell me if this is a legit wild stat.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions this year, they are 8-0 when they have 100 rushing design yards.
Mm-hmm.
They are 0-8 when they rush for less than 100 design runs in a game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not that simple,
yeah,
but
right.
It's kind of that simple, right?
Yeah.
So, and that, by the way, that's, you know, what did the Lions lose without Ben Johnson? I don't know how much it is about Ben. Of course it is about Ben, but the offensive line drastically changed, and there's a reason why the Bears spent so much with their offensive line. But that two-headed monster, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, that's the 15th best rushing attack in the NFL that is drastically different than years past. And if you can stop that on Sunday, Anthony, it kind of feels like that's simply the blueprint for beating the Lions.
The Bears went out and spent over the offseason, to your point, and you have an offensive line, especially the interior three that's been intact the entire season, but then also Ben Johnson as a play caller, and that's where, to me, him missing from Detroit shows up, because there's a way that a play caller can operate pre-snap to put hesitation in the opposing defense, to put second and third level defenders in conflict, as San Francisco did to the Bears last week, but then also to take pressure off of your offensive line, to have your offense and your run game specifically operate in a way where, yeah, you'd love to have your starters out there, but to sequence plays in a way where you make similar concepts feel like the same plays being run to the opposing defense, but then they can't trust themselves because they don't know. This formation meant one thing in the first quarter, and now in the third quarter, it feels like it means something else. Or I'm guessing wrong because I do assume it means one thing, and now the sequencing of plays is ended up with a different result for me. And that's where Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur and some of the guys who are just the best in the business in doing that, in pairing the run game with their passing concepts, it's really difficult to consistently contain them, even when you have personnel in and out of the lineup on the O-line. So to me, the Ben Johnson effect still shows up with him missing from Detroit because, yes, injuries up front matter, but a great play caller enhances how dominant an offensive line can look.
One note from what happened today over at House Hall. Dan Weider tweeted regarding Rome Odunze that he was limited participant in today's practice. He is now questionable for Sunday, although Rome did speak at his locker today. And I think it gives us a better indication of will he or will he not be playing on Sunday. So let's ask the man that was right there. Dan Weider will join us coming up next. He is Anthony Heron. I am Judson Richards in for Spiegel and Holmes. Anthony, why don't you tell us about something?
Well, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
That's coming next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.